It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. We're happy to be joined right now by Brian Robinson Jr. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. What's up, B-Rob? Good morning.
Good morning. How we doing?
Good. How are you,
well,
man?
How's that feeling?
How's that hamstring doing, most importantly?
Doing good, man.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you very optimistic then? I know Coach doesn't want you to give away any trade secrets, but are you feeling pretty optimistic about this weekend? Or this, you know, 2 days from now?
Yeah, man. I'm doing everything I can. Doing everything in my power, honestly.
Did you actually think you were going to play last weekend on Sunday?
It was a very great chance. I was pushing for that.
Right.
It ended up not, you know, working out, but it was definitely in the works.
Right.
Sure.
B-Rob, can you take us through the daily routine of what you're doing to try to get the hamstring ready? Like stretching, heat, ice, whatever it is to try to get it done.
Well, I wake up, I come in, and I start out by just like heating it up, either you know, going to see the trainers, they put like a heat pack on it to heat it up, or I get in the hot tubs and, you know, stretch and get in the hot tubs about 10, 15 minutes to stretch my legs. Then I'll either go to the weight room and do whatever workout they got for me, you know, just strengthening work. And I'm back in the training room and they're just doing all types of soft tissue work and, you know, exercises and, you know, just to strengthen my leg and just to get it feeling better. And it's just a process, man. You know, we just grinding at it. You know, just, you know, it's a...
All right, B-Rob, so I can feel worse about myself as a human. When you are 100%, what do you go into the weight room and what do you squat like on a normal day? What's a B-Rob squat?
I can squat. I'm squatting no less than 5 plates. So, I mean...
What's the math on that? We never get that high.
5 times 45...
That's at least 5.
Well, it's 450. Pounds. 450 plus the bar.
Yeah, so that's so like 495, 500.
Five plates going to be 495.
Yeah, right. 495.
I mean, is that like the in the cartoons where you see it just like the bar is actually bending at that point?
Yeah, I'm going for sure. I'm for sure making bars bend in here. I got about 2 of them bent right now.
Nice. I love that.
I can't relate. I can't relate to this.
Brian, have you had hamstring injuries before?
I feel like I have more than I would have liked to.
Right.
Just over the years, you know, and you know, I guess the more issues that I have, just the more it just makes me want to just, you know, get on top of things early and making sure that I'm taking care of, you know, things, you know, to prevent that, you know, hamstrings, you know, down the line.
Do you know about peptides? Because I think they're illegal in the NFL, right? But I think you could use them in college.
What are they?
Peptides. Have you heard about those?
I have not.
You know, salt tissue.
For salt tissue injuries. The problem is I think they're illegal in the NFL.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't know why.
You can't take them.
So stupid. Yeah.
Hey, Brian, what's the experience like for you when you're not able to play and not able to contribute on the field or in a big game watching? What's it?
My head be hurting. But it's very hard to watch. You know, I'd much rather be out there, you know, trying to help my team win. But, you know, I'm just over on the sideline, just, you know, trying to, you know, keep the guys motivated, you know, keep them amped up, juiced up, and just, making sure that my energy is still, you know, showing and just staying bright, you know, even though, you know, I'm not out there with them. You know, just trying to make sure they know that, you know, I'm their biggest supporter, and I'm just trying to, you know, push for everybody to, you know, be successful.
What did you see out there? I know that there were 27 points on the board, but it was the most three and outs, the most Tressway punts. Was that because of the Steelers' defense? What did you see?
I just felt like we was playing a little bland. We definitely, you know, didn't come out and, you know, play our style of ball, and, you know, we allowed them to gain momentum and, you know, get amped up and juiced up on their side, and they felt, you know, they competed well. They competed back, and, you know, we kind of put ourselves in a more sticky situation by not, you know, handling our business up front. You know, we let them, you know, hang around and fight back.
Talking to Brian Robinson, Commanders running back, take on the Eagles on Thursday. So take us through the week for an NFL team when you play on Sunday, you have a Thursday night game. For you guys, it's on the road going to Philly. I mean, you basically can't even practice. I mean, what's it like? What's the schedule?
You know, after coming off a fast turnaround like this, you know, everything mostly becomes mental. You know, everything is mental practices. And, you know, it's a fast turnaround, so today will be like a Friday in a normal game week. You know, so we will treat today as such, you know, like a fast Friday. You know, we get in, get our work done, and, you know, get out. And tomorrow will be like a Saturday, which is like a travel day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the week is just sped all the way up, you know. And like you said, we don't really have much time to, you know, do the physical practicing. So, you know, we have to really focus in mentally, you know, to make sure we get all our work done.
Hey, B-Rob, can you describe to us what it's like playing at the Link, especially in a prime time situation like this? The Philly fans, they'll have all day to pregame and leading up. Is this the most hostile environment in the NFL to go into, especially in a short week?
I think it's an exciting environment. I've had a chance to play there, you know, once, prime time, and it was very exciting. You know, we kept Philly fans quiet for the most part. I think that, you know, it'll be another one of those type of games, if not even more exciting, because we are, you know, a much better team than we were a few years ago when we played them. So I definitely think it'll be a lot of hype, you know, around that. But, you know, that's the least of my focus or our focus. We focusing on going out there and pulling out the win, you know.
Talking to Brian Robinson Jr. from the Commanders, running back. I want to go back to the Steelers game. A couple things. So you said what it's like for you on the sideline during the game, that it's tough to watch. Give us your perspective on the fourth down pass to Ertz. As fans, we all kind of thought it was going to be a first down and you'd have a chance to get in position for a game-winning field goal. And then the other part of that equation is, we're just wondering, like, you got these old referees, they're just running out. It seems like the spotting of footballs is pretty, it's a very inexact science, Brian.
It's tough, you know, after, you know, losing, taking a loss and ending like that. I definitely, you know, I think the spotting and, yeah, I really, it's hard to give my judgment on it. Even though I don't always agree, mm-hmm. but I definitely feel like, you know, we should have either, you know, more advanced, you know, people to just, you know, do their jobs the best, or advanced systems and stuff to like the cameras and on-field cameras and all the stuff to just make sure that, you know, everybody is getting a fair chance at it, you know, mm-hmm. and not leaving it up to, you know, somebody else's eyeball all the time to determine, you know, where the spot is, and, you know, and sometimes the spots be different from different referees on different sides of the field.
Right.
Yeah, right. So. And it looks like the referees are running like 10 yards behind the play sometimes. I don't know how they come up with the spot. So that happens. The Steelers get the ball back, and obviously Russell Wilson draws Johnny Newton offsides on the plays, which clinches the game there. For the Steelers, did you get a chance to talk to them in the locker room? What was the vibe in the locker room afterwards?
I think guys knew, like, you know, we left it out there. We left plays out there. We left, you know, we handed that to them, you know. And it's hard to, you know, say, you know, Johnny, you know, put him, you know, under fire for, you know, jumping outside. We put them in a bad situation, mm-hmm. very bad situation, you know. And, you know, just as a leader of this offense, you know, I expect us to, you know, not put them in that bad of a situation, you know, at the end of the game. You know, we got to, you know, do our part, you know, which we have been doing at a high level. We just got to continue to do our part to, you know, and go and finish with points and put that game away.
I have a question for you. This is probably a dumb question. I'm sorry if it is. I apologize. But when you do these, like, mesh point, like, RPOs, whatever you want to call them, with Jaden, and he's handing you the ball, and then you know, and it looks like he could pull it out and take it himself. Like, is he making a read every one of those times, or is a lot of that just for show and it's the design run and you're getting it either way? Is that a fair question, or is that
RPO is a run pass option,
right?
Every single time it's called, so he had the options to run or pass every time.
And he's really making that read, because sometimes we look at it and go, oh man, he could have definitely taken off there.
Yeah,
that's just hindsight.
Uh huh.
Yeah. All right. So I mean, that's fair. I'm just curious.
It's much easier said than done, you know. And nobody's gonna always be perfect. Not gonna always make the right reads, you know.
It also seems like it's dangerous. Like, you could fumble that ball a lot. You know what I mean? Like, just, I don't know.
Yeah. You know, it's just a play in the offense. You know, like I said, you know, it's always a run-pass option. So, like, he's gonna be making his reads. And, you know, I trust whatever he sees. You hand me the ball, I'm going with it.
Right.
Hey, here's a theory that some people have been throwing out, and maybe you can comment on it. So if you look at this Steelers game, Jaden only ran for 5 yards, only had 3 carries. And some are throwing out the theory that, well, maybe they're game planning different because of his injury. He's not running as much because of his injury. Is that a factor at all?
I'm not sure if he's been dealing with anything besides the first injury.
Mm-hmm.
He's been pretty good. I'm not sure why or why not. I can't tell you why he don't want to use his legs. And I'm sure he's not going to say it neither. No, he's a tough dude. He plays hard, and you know, I'm sure you know he probably has some nicks and bruises or whatever that. You know, in the back of his head, that, you know, he just tried to prevent, you know, him hurting himself. And, you know, I don't blame him for that. You know? I don't blame him for not taking off and running and doing all that, you know, the extra sometimes.
Right. Right.
So, Brian, when you look at the Eagles' defense, I'm sure you haven't actually looked at them on film yet, but when you look at them just based on what they had from last year, a lot of Georgia Bulldogs on that team too. What kind of threat do they pose defensively against the run game?
I mean, as far as threats, we know what their interior D line look like. Those are the only guys that, I mean, I can see, you know, be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have some linebackers that play well alongside of their interior D linemen.
So Carter and Davis, you're talking about.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I expect them to, you know, rally around each other, you know, those same guys that kind of play with each other at Georgia. So I kind of got a great idea of them. You know, but overall, the team pretty much looks the same, you know, through and through, you know, just different pieces, different names. But I don't see nothing else really just exotic about their defense.
Brian, it's time for the Pizza Bowlies question of the week. Pizza Bowlies offering wings, subs, and more. Pizza Bowlies delivers more taste. Download the Pizza Bowlies app for easy ordering. Is Jaden Daniels going to have to wear some Crimson Tide gear during a press conference this week? Because your Alabama guys went into Death Valley and waxed his LSU Tigers. Hmm. Was there like a bet behind the scenes there where he's going to have to wear a Tide sweatshirt? What's going to happen there? He's got to pay something, right?
So we said we was going to do the, you know, we was going to swap gear, but I guess he backed out on us.
He's reneging on it. So come on,
we got one of those. You know, he backed out of here.
Wow,
I mean that's not a stand up guy.
I can't get him. if I can't get him to wear it, then I mean if he ain't playing fair, because he wanted me to try to make me wear some LSU cleats.
Yeah,
wow,
not happening. Not
hey, one more question for you. Just you know, on the other side of the field, you're going to see Saquon Barkley. And the play that everybody marveled at, I'm wondering what your perspective is on that play where he does the 360, gets around guys, and then does the backwards hurdle over a defender. You're running back in the league. You ever seen anything like that? Were you impressed by it? What do you see in Saquon Barkley?
I've never seen nothing like that before. Saquon, he's always been, since I've heard the name, you know, he's been a exciting, explosive player. Like, you know, I guess nothing really he does now amazes me. But that was amazing. Like, I ain't think it was nothing else he can really do to like amaze me. But doing that was crazy. You know, he kind of dead leg, spin moves off somebody, reverse hurdles. That was insane play. I think that was Player of the Year. You know, Saquon, a great player. I love the type of, you know, the dude he is. Yeah. Great character, great player. Excited to go, you know, head to head with him. You know, that's what I do this for, man. You know, be able to compete at this level against guys like that. You know, I'm glad he's in the NFC East, so we get to see each other two times a year and kind of just, you know, go at it, man.
Motivates you. I bet.
When is the first time you heard of him? Was it during high school days, college days? He's a couple years older than you, I guess.
Yeah, I was in college when I first heard of him. You know, probably my early years in college when I first heard of him. You know, he first started, you know, running real well at Penn State. So I'm not sure if I was still in high school. I can't even remember, but I know I really for sure, his name for sure stuck to me like mm-hmm. around like my freshman year in college ish.
Right.
All right, B-Rob, get that hamstring healthy, man. We're sending good vibes your way. Hopefully we'll see you out on the field on Thursday night.
I have a good vibe.
You have a good vibe?
Yes.
All right. So do I.
I have a good vibe.
All right, yeah. B-Rob, we'll talk.
Look, yeah. I need that, man. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. Yeah. Of course,
yeah.
Man.
Thank you,
buddy. Cakes will massage your hammy. He's offered his hands.
Whatever you need. He's a good masseuse.
I would give you a hammy transplant. Now, mine's not going to be as explosive as yours.
Yeah, you don't want that one.
I would do that for you. All right, B-Rob, best of luck. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you, buddy.
That's Brian Robinson, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com. For more information, we'll do EB's entertainment page when we come back.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Time now for EB's entertainment page. He's going to entertain the masses.
That's right, Cakes. As always, do the best I can. Entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW of Fairfax. As for my girl Miriam, she's in charge now. Mm. She's the general manager. Or check them out at BMWofFairfax.com. Promise, if you mention me, you're going to get extra special hooked up. I mean, you do anyway. She says people come in there all the time and they go, I don't even know what he was talking about. He just said BMW.
He just said come in.
You gotta get in. I don't even know what he was talking about. So, and I believe that. All right, Cakes. This is sad news. Happened a couple days ago. I think we never got to it, but Elwood Edwards passed away. Do you know who that is?
Hold on. Elwood
Edwards.
How old?
Yeah, I need the age. That might help.
75.
Give us a hint.
75 Elwood Edwards.
Every single person here is aware of his work.
Elwood Edwards. So it's a real name for like a singer. Is it a singer?
Not a singer.
Oh, okay.
Is it an actor? Very famous voice.
All right, can you play his voice?
Yes.
So we can see where it's from.
It's going to give it away.
It's going to give it away.
Oh, okay.
I can play the voice.
I have no idea who he is.
You don't know. You don't know. And you don't know.
Pop culture icon.
Pop culture icon.
Pop culture royalty.
As Ted Leonsis.
Did he do the voice for like a game show? Or?
Listen, you're kind of. As Ted Leonsis said, this guy probably introduced you to the internet. In a lot of ways.
Oh, I saw the story. It's the America Online.
You've got mail.
You've got mail guy. Yeah.
You've got mail guy.
Oh, you've got mail guy.
He still has that.
I do.
Yeah. My wife still has that.
You've got mail.
But I don't really use it anymore. I'm out on email. I think email's dumb, and it's just been cluttered with nonsense.
Does anybody still use Instant Messenger?
No, can't.
Oh. No, I think, no, people just DM.
I wish. Yeah, I wish IM was back.
Text killed the IM game, right?
Yeah, AIM was so silly.
Yeah.
When did that start? You got mail. I don't even know. When did it start?
Late 90s, maybe?
You got mail.
No, let me before see that. Here.
Before that?
Oh, 89.
Yeah.
1989. I distinctly remember hearing that the horrible noise of the dial-up, and then I would go to my mail, and I'd hear Elwood Edwards' voice.
Right.
That noise.
God,
youngins don't know what that noise is.
Man, of course not.
They have no idea. They don't know struggle from back then.
Shocked.
I mean, during college, I would go to a computer room to use their computers to write papers.
No. And they weren't even really computers. They were word processors.
Yeah, I used a word processor.
That's essentially what they were.
And I thought it was baller when I had it in my apartment.
High school? Typewriter.
Yes.
Yep.
That's how old
Father
we are.
Rich.
Typewriter, yep.
So you don't even know typewriter. Father Rich's class, junior year of high school, we had to write the paper, and he always had one rule. It was kind of hilarious, and it's like kind of terrible at the same time. It had to be one page.
Yeah, a book report on
single
spaced.
No, Father Rich, that's the last thing he was.
No, one page, single spaced, and it would be, no BS. Couldn't change the font or anything. Mm-hmm. And it just started at the top and had to end at the bottom.
Yeah.
But I don't know how the hell we did that.
What was the topic?
I don't know. Write about some book we read or something. I don't know.
Kids these days will never know the trauma you have when you're risen up some silly in school and your mom picks up the phone and your AIM message goes away.
Oh, is that what would happen? Yes. Oh, yeah. Right.
Do you know where Elwood Edwards was born?
Elwood? Laurel.
Glen Burnie.
Same thing.
He's one of the most famous guys from Glen Burnie.
Well, you don't realize that they got rid of the Hon after you got mail Hon.
Good zing, Valdez.
I think Toni Braxton's from Glen Burnie. So.
Yes.
So
I think she is.
Yeah, pour some out for Elwood Edwards. And yes, JP, I'm still an AOL guy.
Famous people from Glen Burnie.
I'm still a Yahoo guy. Mail. I've had a Yahoo. Like, I'm not on Gmail.
I have all that stuff, too. But just about the one I use, if I ever go to email, which I hate, it would be AOL. Just call me or text me.
Valdez, Wiki says that Toni Braxton was born in Severn.
Different. Definitely different.
I don't know if it's accurate.
I'm almost positive she went to Glen Burnie High School, where my grandma was a secretary.
Your grandmother
Wiki
was
has her listed as Severn.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Chesapeake.
You went to Chesapeake. Okay. Did you have any relatives that worked at Chesapeake?
My great aunt was the lunch lady.
So did you get hooked?
No, I would avoid her like the plague.
Oh, you did?
Yes, of course. I couldn't let my social status be ruined in high school because my great aunt was the lunch lady.
Yeah. If they knew that, that would be humiliating.
Of course that would be humiliating.
Really?
Yes.
So what? Much Jones.
Why? Because it was just because it's kind of like beneath you, because it would be like you were a peasant.
Well, it's just you're nubs. Your family's a bunch of lunch ladies. Nubs.
And it's an honorable profession. Yeah, that's your great aunt.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to make a living.
Exactly, Cakes.
Yeah, she gave me the crispiest tater tots of the day.
You should have embraced her instead of you were shunning your great aunt. Shunning
so you,
your blood.
You avoided her like the plague. She never knew. She never would see you.
She would see me all the time.
Would she say, "Hey, man"?
I knew to avoid her line,
why
so I didn't have to get a conversation.
Why won't he acknowledge
me? Right.
Who's your most famous alum?
Chesapeake High School.
I don't recognize any of them.
Do you have any athletes from there that of any note?
They have an actress named Brandi Burkhart.
Don't know her.
That sounds like an adult actress.
Yeah, it does.
I think we had a silly softball player that was like on the U.S. national
team. Lauren Gibson.
Yeah,
that's your best.
And me.
I mean, according to Wiki,
is he
they
in
have
there?
Two
is
notable Myers alumni: Christy Shake, Playboy model.
Ooh.
Lamar King, former NFL player.
Oh, you do have an NFL guy.
Yeah, we got one.
There you have it.
Matt Myers didn't make the wiki. Didn't
two.
No, I'm
there's
not on the wiki.
Here.
Go to just Bowie. Have we made that wiki yet? Like, just from people of Bowie.
Bowie, Maryland.
All right. Bowie, Maryland.
Can someone doctor it at least? Throw some bones.
Does somebody hook us up?
Yeah.
Oh, why gosh, are we groveling?
Wiki page is
why are
so
we groveling?
I don't know. I'm just curious.
Notable people.
That's beneath us to grovel.
Notable,
right.
People,
notable people.
Yeah.
And there's a lot.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Spencer Anderson, offensive guard for the Steelers.
Yeah, whatever.
Richard Arnold, a NASA astronaut.
Ricky Arnold.
Ricky.
It's what it's
Michael
listed.
Bray. Convicted conspirator.
Not Mike Bray. Basketball Bray.
Different Mike Bray.
Yeah.
We've got a singer-songwriter named Eva Cassidy. Daniel Jungleman Gates.
Yeah, Jungleman. He is famous.
Poker player.
I interviewed him before he got famous.
The next one's a big
Chazes,
one.
J.C. Chazes. Singer, member of NSYNC.
Yes. Don't be jealous
Hold
over
on.
There, Drabby.
Julius Chestnut, who people were grasping at on the waiver wire last week, is from Bowie.
Is that true?
Plays for the Titans.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Anthony Cowan, Nick Cross. These are all football players.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Kathy Lee Gifford.
Okay. Obviously, we have a lot of athletes.
Troy
Are the Jumps
no.
in there?
No,
not on the list.
Jesus.
Caleb Williams on the list.
Hey, Caleb Williams.
Caleb's a Bowie guy.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams, Bowie
they
guy.
Have
Quincy
some
Wilson.
People.
Yeah. Drabby, did you make your list? No. Wherever you're from, whatever part of town?
100%.
What's your town?
No, I'm on my high school famous alumni page.
Yeah, but hold on. On Wiki, are you?
Yeah.
Go to Wiki. What's
He's
your
a
high
famous
school?
Richland bomber.
What's your, huh?
Richland High School. Richland, Washington.
And you're a you're a notable person?
Yes.
A Big Ol' and Dukes guy put it in there.
I don't know who put it on there, but I've seen write-ups about it. I've been in newspaper and articles.
Let's confirm.
He's got a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt Cahill, who once kissed a man for $3,000.
I don't see him.
Right.
Quarterback czar of the junkies, Matt Cahill.
I don't think that's what it has listed.
Who created the Belfie.
I don't see him on Wikipedia.
Yeah, good.
I'm on there.
Hold on, Sharon Tate went to your high school?
Yes, Rick.
That was the one that was murdered by what's
by the Manson family?
Yeah.
Yes. That's
Sharon Tate. You can look at it. I see no Matt Cahill in the C's.
Notable people.
Maybe I was recently removed. I've been on there.
Do you see Cahill?
I do not.
I don't see it. It's in alphabetical order. Yeah.
People send it to me all the time.
Yeah, well. Good. You've been deleted.
That's even worse than never being on it. We've never been on it.
We're not in the DeMatha Catholic High School. Yeah, we're not in there.
I mean, you guys should definitely be in the mix there. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, because
you got too many Hall of Famers.
We should be in the freaking Hall of Fame, but you got to donate.
Yeah.
Lurch and I are big donators. it's never going to happen.
Definitely not big donators.
Yeah, pretty legit donators. Hall of Fame. No, I got to do is donate to get in.
I think that's kind of how it is everywhere.
I don't know.
In private school, you got to be a donor.
Cakes, we should be on the Eleanor Roosevelt. I mean, they've got Eddie Badson, professional basketball athlete.
Too many
anybody ever heard of him?
Who cares? If you're an athlete in there, you have to at least, you know, like accomplish something.
Yeah, you can't have a cup of coffee in the league.
Just because you play in the league, whatever.
I mean, Jamie, it's hard to knock off sillies like Sergey Brin, who came up with Google. It's a pretty good idea.
I think Martin Lawrence should be there.
Sure.
Sergey Brin.
All right, let me give you a few more stories here before we move on. Lamar Odom, Cakes, this is kind of creepy.
Lamar Odom, who we met. We had a brush with greatness back in the day.
We did. We did at a train station in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Penn Station? Probably
I think
was.
So.
Lamar Odom visited a sex doll factory in Vegas, and the manager said he ordered one that looks just like his ex-wife.
Now, is he doing a bit, or is he like,
I don't
know. Be doing a bit? Like, you don't just randomly pop into a sex doll factory in Vegas.
God, that's such a creepy
industry. By the way, I'm kind of
surprised
that
which Kardashian is he?
He was with the big one.
Oh,
Khloe.
Khloe. Kind of surprising that America even has one sex doll factory.
Like
I would have thought those are all outsourced overseas.
They were actually married for 7 years, believe it or not.
The doll does look like her.
The dolls go from anywhere from $8,000.
What?
You won't get one.
That better be super realistic.
You won't get one. Looks like Dina.
If you paid me.
$8,000.
Hold on. If they.
Khaki sweatpants?
Yeah.
Or whatever it was.
Yeah. Can that be a gift from your agent for Christmas?
What?
A sex doll?
Jelly Roll announced he's not going to be headlining a tour next year, Cakes, but looks like he's got a TV show in the works.
Another TV show I won't watch, but tell me what it's about.
Yeah, I don't know. He was on the Pat McAfee show, and he's just kind of alluding to, he said it's going to be real. So I guess it's going to be some sort of reality thing. I'm not sure.
Speaking of TV shows that all of you should be watching, Kevin talked about it about a month ago on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Disclaimer on Apple TV Plus. Is a 10 out of 10, and it's very uncomfortable and cringeworthy.
I've heard.
You almost feel like you need to take a shower after every episode.
I've heard.
But it's
my
great.
Wife watch.
It's so good.
Well, I've been telling
you. Should watch it.
I've been telling you for 2 years.
I know.
Special Ops Lioness.
I know.
It's a 10 out of 10 as well, and it's right up your alley,
I will refuse.
What's it on, though?
It's on Paramount Plus.
Paramount.
I don't have it.
I think I have that. I'm not sure. I'm probably paying for it.
Buy it just to watch that, and
okay.
You can cancel it.
All right. I can do that.
And last but not least, guys like Drabby, Butts Heist, there's a new Star Wars movie coming out, Cakes.
Can't wait.
The Drab's excited?
Yeah. He's the kind of guy that likes this stuff.
What is this, number 37?
He's the only one.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
It's called pop culture. Those movies are pretty popular last time I checked.
New Star Wars trilogy, actually. But it's not going to be a continuation of the Skywalker saga. The trilogy will focus on a new story and new characters. So I don't even know how that works. Do they do that a lot?
I don't know.
Do they introduce new characters of Star Wars?
I'm kind of out on the whole Star Wars universe at this point.
Yeah.
Haven't really kept up with
Me
it.
Too. I recently punched out.
Yeah.
You recently
parted with the R2-D2.
This is the fakest list I've ever seen. The 10 sexiest bald men in the world. Danny DeVito's on the list. That little runt. He couldn't be more than 4.5
feet
tall, right?
He's very funny, and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Right, is he sexy?
You sleep.
Is he sexy?
No.
Did Cakes make the list?
Cakes could have made the list.
Did not make
Cakes
the list.
Cakes is sexier than Prince William.
Sliced.
Cakes is sexier than Danny DeVito.
Totally agree.
And I think at this point, you're sexier than Vin Diesel. Because I've seen pictures of him, and he's obese.
He used to be a heartthrob.
Who else is on there?
You think he's not sexier than Prince William?
No chance.
What?
Prince William way sexier.
No.
Prince William looks like CK.
Here's why he's not. I can tell you why. Because he still has a horseshoe. He doesn't shave his head.
Cakes is better looking.
He looks terrible.
Cakes dressed up trounces him.
Paul
now, maybe
him.
Right now with his unshaved, unkempt look.
Are you kidding me?
Cakes is better looking than Prince William.
I still have the leftovers from the Dan Quinn
Kate
goatee.
Middleton, if he had money, would be more sized for Cakes.
I disagree.
Prince William.
You think William is handsome?
Well, he's way taller and in better shape than Cakes.
He's definitely in better shape.
Way taller.
No dispute
I bet Cakes.
Everybody's way taller.
Way sharper,
I bet Cakes could run 10 miles faster than him.
I would pwn him in pickleball. I would just give him the business.
Yeah, Cakes would beat him in pickle.
Rich people love racket sports.
Yeah. It's true. It's a good point.
He'd post you up, though. He's 6'3".
He is tall. He's a tall drink of water. But he ain't. He ain't that good looking.
I would say he's got a bigger bat than you, probably.
He might. I mean, yeah. Well, what are you going to do? There's nothing I can do about it.
He'd pwn you in polo.
He definitely crushed me in polo.
He'd crush you in that.
Oh, definitely. Like, lock.
Yeah. You wouldn't even know how to get on the horse. I mean,
he wouldn't know what
to
do.
I have to ride a horse and hit a ball with a croquet mallet at the same time?
He'd pummel you in that.
He would definitely crush me in that.
Right.
Lock. All right, when we come back, we'll get into some NFL news that broke over the last 15 or 20 minutes. Pretty big name offensive coordinator.
Whacked.
Might be looking for a new job
Whacked.
Soon. We'll get into that next on The Fan. So here's another example of a Commander's life win. About half an hour ago, Adam Schefter reported that the Bears had fired their offensive coordinator, Shane Waldron. So the Bears and Raiders both this offseason interviewed Cliff Kingsbury for their offensive coordinator spots.
Mm.
But those spots went to Shane Waldron in Chicago and Luke Getsy in Vegas.
Mm.
And both of those guys have now been fired before the end of their first years in their new respective spots. And Cliff Kingsbury, all he's doing, he's got this offense humming and, you know, top five type of offense here in
Be
Washington.
Honest. Do you think they wish they drafted Jaden Daniels?
The Bears?
In this moment? Probably.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean,
I don't know if they've given up on Caleb.
Caleb in there. They've seen all the great things Caleb can do.
Mm-hmm.
But based on how they've played, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they look at the film and go, wow, we botched it?
Ryan Poles, the Bears GM behind closed doors, probably like with his closest confidants and his inner circles, probably like, I know it's early, but I may have screwed this one up. Mm-hmm. And that's the sort of job, that's the sort of pick. That will get you fired.
But you can have a big leap in year two and even year three if you're a rookie quarterback. Just look at Josh Allen.
I feel like he could have a big leap week to week still.
Yeah. The bottom line is with Shane Waldron, they had the 30th ranked offense in terms of yards per game.
Mm-hmm.
In points per game, they're under 20 points per game. And when we started talking about this rookie quarterback class, we felt like the Bears were set up for the most success with their receivers. Mm-hmm. With a solid tight end and Cole Kmet. They were a 7-10 team last year. They weren't terrible, but I think that they have, it turns out, a terrible head coach and the offensive coordinator. I would watch these guys on ESPN, like Dan Orlovsky, break down the film, and they were like, well, what are these play designs?
Right.
And they'd show, like, Caleb doesn't have anybody to throw to. Like, one point
it.
I remember.
That was Drab's OC for a while in Seattle.
I actually don't think that Shane Waldron is a bad play designer. Mm-hmm. He's got good schemes. He's a horrible play caller. So, like, once you get into the meat of the game, it was always like he was just stuck. And they were, like, waiting for the two-minute drill or something.
It shows.
Remember,
a huge dead period.
They've gone 23 consecutive possessions without scoring a touchdown.
That's ridiculous.
23.
Well, remember in the middle of the season, well, early part of the season, after the first 2 weeks where he struggled, he actually started putting together. Remember, we said, oh, this is the Caleb Williams we expected to see. And then the Washington game, he was totally
different.
Who
they played in those two games.
Yeah,
no,
they played Carolina and one
and Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Okay, so
but still,
playing,
I mean,
he's playing the worst of the worst.
But still, the rookie quarterback's starting to put up numbers.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, uh-oh. And he looked terrible in the Washington game.
Mm-hmm.
Made a couple nice plays in the fourth quarter to get him back in.
And he looked terrible this past weekend, too, against the Patriots, who are they're not world beaters. They're going to be picking top five in the draft. And they sacked him 9 times.
Is the in-season Hard Knocks back? Because I know we talked about it, and it was supposed to be a certain time, and it was going to do the whole whatever. The whole
not on my radar.
Or whatever, the whole division.
Can't help you.
In-season, all I care about are the games. I couldn't care less about
it. Yeah, but I would love to see the backstory on this. Right? Because the Bears will be in it.
I saw they're featuring the AFC North teams.
The Bears aren't in it. It's the AFC North. It starts in the first week of December.
There you go.
Doesn't interest you?
No, I thought the Bears were in it. I don't know why I thought the Bears were in it.
I guess they were in the offseason
division. I thought their division was
in it. They were like in the... I guess the training camp edition?
Yeah.
Training camp and off-season edition?
Yeah.
See, Eberflus was on a radio show in Chicago, and he had a terrible cell phone and kept getting cut off. His service kept getting cut off, and then the host of the show just eventually was like, your phone sucks just like your offense.
That's what you know it's near. Like, when DJ, wackadoo DJs like us are just joning relentlessly, it's the beginning of the end. Like, or it's close to the end.
Yeah.
Well, when you, I brought this up a few weeks ago, when you look at his reaction to the Hail Mary compared to Dan Quinn's, and he just scoffs at the plays leading up to the Hail Mary, and Dan Quinn is talking about how important each of the plays was. It's like, this guy's kind of a
clown. But is Eberflus the next guy out in the offseason?
Probably.
I would think so.
I think he's got
it. Or do you think ownership said or Poles said, all right, get rid of your OC and we'll keep you around for another year?
Right. Well, here's why he got thrown overboard. Here are their ranks on offense. Total yards, 30th. Yards per play, 31st. Yards per carry, 28th. Yards per pass, 30th. Sacks per pass, 32nd. Third down percentage, 31st. Somehow they're 24th in points. I'm not sure how. I know how.
Defense and special teams.
They play Carolina and Jacksonville. That's how.
I mean, it's like a given Dable's going to be fired, right? I mean, they have to fire him.
Yeah, he's going to be thrown overboard,
too. Are they going to fire the GM,
Joe
too?
Joe Shane, probably gone, too.
He's gone, too. How long was he the GM? Just like 2-3 years?
I want to say...
He seemed like way too nice a guy.
3 or 4, maybe.
Eberflus going to go. Dable's going to go.
Yeah. It's going to be a busy offseason coaching carousel. Usually is in the NFL. All right, we got to get out of here. We will see you again tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.